feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
October 2006, Avyakta Murli. All of you worked very hard, and you did it with your heart and speciality of London. Is that everything is done with a generous heart and without any worry. Congratulations for that. Whenever you do any program with a big heart, that's good. There shouldn't be any questions such as what will happen, how will it happen, etc. It has to happen. You have to do it. Success is your birthright. So this result was good. London has a big heart anyway. Child Janak has a number one big heart. She doesn't think of why or what when it happens. All of you must have seen how it happened so easily. Babdada heard that there was expense, but not that much. There were some savings. There was no shortfall. So what? Whose wonder is this? The big heart. Whenever you hold a program, if you first of all have a big heart, there will be success. So congratulations for big heart and the big programs. And the big program. Big heart means, Baba often says, three types of heart. Sachi Dil, Saaf Dil, and Badi Dil. Sachi, Saaf, and Badi. Sachi is truthful or honest. Saaf is clean, and Badi is big. So Badi Dil means big heart. Saaf means cleanliness of the heart. And Sachi means truthful. So there was a program and it was success. And why it became successful? Because everybody showed big heart. So what does big heart mean? Big heart means generous heart. The size of the heart is more. Small heart means miserly heart. Big heart means generous. Big heart means to share whatever you have. Love, peace, meditation, understanding, or whatsoever. In India, great value has been given to dana. So they give wealth, food, clothes to poor. And poor does not mean those who have less money. There are different types of poverty in the world. There are people who are poor in peace, understanding, meditation, love. They lack love. So in that sense, they are poor. Spiritual poverty. So this system of dana means to give. In India, they would set aside some food for the beggar who is about to come today. And they are not giving him, taking mercy on him, but rather they have to show respect to him. The mother of the house bows down. She prepares a basket, and that basket is kept ready in the morning. And the mendicant, the poor, the sadhu, or any beggar comes, she bows down and offers to that beggar. This system of dana has great importance in Indian philosophy, not just in Indian philosophy or Hinduism, but almost every religion. So what is the basic concept behind dana? It's about sharing. It's about sharing. And when you share something with somebody, what is happening to other person, we really don't know. But one thing is very sure, you yourself grow when you share something. So the internal growth happens when you share something with somebody. So this sharing thing is what is known as generous heart, generosity, magnanimous heart. So Baba says the program was successful because you had big heart. Big heart means a generous heart. Big heart means non-competitive heart. Big heart means a heart that accumulates everything, accommodates everything. In the Bible, Jesus Christ says, drink me, eat me. What is it? How can you drink a person? He says, drink me, eat me. So when you drink him, the resources within him increase. Because when you are connected to the unlimited resource, you are inexhaustible. You keep on giving and giving and sharing and sharing, and still it remains within you. So he says, drink me, I am full. He says, eat me, I am full. Why I am full? Because I am connected with the Father, who is the ocean, who is unlimited, who is inexhaustible, immeasurable. So generosity means there is a joy in sharing. You share everything what you have, knowledge, wisdom, experience, love, peace, happiness, anything. And this is the basic nature of humankind. We feel great joy in sharing. Buddha went out, he renounced the world and he went in the jungle. But ultimately he came back to this world to share the knowledge that he got, the understanding which he got, the enlightenment which he achieved, he came back to share that bodhihood with the world. Mahavira renounced the world. He stayed in the jungle for so many years, but he came back in the same world which he had renounced. He came back to this world to share the deep knowledge which he got. And so also here in this sacrificial fire, in this yajna, the children of yajna were in Mount Abu, and Baba told them that now you have to go out. You are rivers, you cannot stagnate here. You have to go out and share this knowledge with the world. And this is how the service started. Otherwise, they were sitting at one place, meditating, living a solitary life, doing meditation and enjoying divine visions. But Baba says, nothing doing. Now you have to go out. And this is how they were sent outside. The life outside was difficult, tough, because these children had not seen the world, the harsh realities of the world. They had lived a very comfortable life. They were hailing from rich families, and then suddenly there was beggary part, and they had to suffer the hardship, the trial and tribulation, and then even more than that was going out in the unfamiliar world where they did not know anybody. Just imagine if you are told to enter a city and you don't know anybody there, and how tough it is to make acquaintance and without any source of livelihood. So it was very tough. But Baba said to them, you have to go, because you cannot stay at one place. Your job, your business is to share whatever you have with others. This is what you have to do in life. You are rivers, Gyan Ganga. So go, spread. There was a lady, Madame Blavatsky. She was co-founder of Theosophical Society of India, along with Annie Besant. Madame Blavatsky, she was a Russian lady. She had a strange habit. Whenever she would travel in train, she would carry seeds of flowers, and then she would keep throwing them. She was asked why she does this. She said, now the spring is there, then the rains would come, and these seeds would become plant, and then plants would have flowers, and those flowers would give joys to others. I may not come to this place again, I may not travel this way again, but definitely those flowers will bloom, those flowers will become fragrant, and the fragrance will spread, and so many people and millions would feel happiness. So what is this? This is that sense of joy, that is the sense of generosity. So I am not bothered whether I am going to reap the benefits, but yes, others would definitely get the mileage. So this Madame Blavatsky had this strange habit of throwing seeds. Why? The inner feeling, the inner perception of giving joys to many others, that itself brings a great joy within. So we really do not know, when we have a big heart, badi dil, generous heart, we share, we give, we become selfless. We cannot remain self-centered. There is something which is within us that propels us. Give, give, and give. And that's what This giving thing made Buddha to come back to this world. This giving nature made Mahavira to come back to this world. Otherwise, they had no business to come back to this world. They had already attained the highest, the enlightened stage, the stage of Kaivalya. Yet they came to this world. Yet they moved into this world, and people tortured them, tormented them, persecuted them. And yet they kept on giving and giving and giving and giving and giving, because there is joy in giving, because there is bliss in sharing. So Baba says, Sachi dil, badi dil, and saaf dil. Saaf, sachi, and badi. You have the three types of hearts. True, clean, and magnanimous heart. Big heart. A big heart just knows to give and give and give. Because a big heart is overflowing heart. A big heart is full of songs. So many songs are there. And the heart keeps on singing and singing and singing and singing. It is said of Rabindranath Tagore that when he was dying, he was crying. A friend, a critic, a literary friend came to him and said, "Why are you crying? Are you afraid of death? Because you yourself sang in all your poetries that I have friendship with death. So now you are on the verge of dying and you are afraid." Rabindranath said, "I am not afraid of death." "Then why are you crying? You should be rather happy, because you are the greatest poet of this world. You have composed about 6,000 poetries. Not poetries, but they are songs. In fact, each and every song which he sang, which he wrote, which he composed, is a masterpiece in itself. Itself, it has given rise to a new genre of music, Ravindra Sangeet. That's a new category of music. In the field of literature, in the field of music, there's no poet in the world who can be compared to you, who has sung about 6,000 songs. Even the English poet Percy Bysshe Shelley has sung just 2,000. Even Kalidasa is not anywhere near you, because the amount of work which you have done in your life is tremendous, phenomenal. So why are you crying? You should be happy that you have done a great work. Rabindranath Tagore said, "It's nothing. The real songs are coming now. Of late I have started singing. Till now whatever I have sung, they are no song at all. The real has started coming now. And I want to sing now. The real, the pure, the pristine, the original, the natural, the surreal, they have started now. And I am crying because I wanted to compose so many. Because now the real is coming." And if suppose he had lived for another 100 years, the same would have been his stage after 100 years also. He would have felt the same thing. So, when you sing, the more you get filled with the new. When you share, it's not that yours decrease, but your knowledge increases. When you share love, your love increases. When you share meditation, your meditation increases. When you share wisdom, experience, your experience increases. So there is a joy in sharing. Share everything. Because there is so much poverty outside. Which poverty? It's not just about wealth. People are poor in understanding. People are poor in love. People are poor in joy, in bliss, in ecstasy. There's so much spiritual poverty around. There are so many spiritual paupers, spiritual beggars. So, A small heart is a contracted heart, miserly heart. A big heart with an expanded heart. It is the expansion of consciousness. It's the expansion of consciousness. It's realizing that I am one with the existence, and existence is no different from me. You know, in Indian philosophy, the lady of the house used to eat at last. Why? It is because that she is inferior. No. First, she has to feed guest. The first priority is feeding guest and poor. Second priority is feeding animals. Animals. Cow, dog, horse, goats. That is second priority. First, guests and poor. Second, animals. Third, children. Fourth, husband. And fifth, at the end, at last she would eat. Why?
She has a big heart.
She has a big heart, and that's why she is known as Annapurna. That's why she is known as goddess of food. That's why she has attained the status of godhood in India. The same is not the state in foreign lands. A foreign lady will not never do this. Probably she would be the first to eat. Go to hell. Other world, other people. But in India, look at the philosophy, look at the tradition, look at the customs. How things are formed. When you feed a poor, there's a joy within you. When you feed a guest, there's a joy within you. When you feed animals, what happens? When you feed animals, you feel one with the existence. Look at Naki, at Naki Lake. You will see people who are feeding those ducks, fish, monkey less, government restricts. So, and those ducks, there are people, the moment they come with their vehicle, they make horn. And with that horn, all the ducks gather together, as if they know our master has come to feed us. So there is a joy of oneness. Existence is one. You are not apart from existence. You are the part of the existence. And you feel that oneness with the existence. You feel oneness with trees, the mountains, the river. Everything is as if I am. Whether they are animate or inanimate objects, that doesn't matter. But you feel oneness with everything. There was a plumber in China. Whenever a king would give him some task, make a furniture, make a chair, what he would do? He would go in the jungle and sit in front of the tree like this, talking with the tree. Should I cut you? If only the tree agrees and gives permission, then only he will cut the tree. Otherwise he will not. Otherwise he will just sit in front of trees. So he would talk with trees. Luther Burbank, you know Luther Burbank? He was the first man in the history who made a spiny cactus. You know cactus? Cactus flower? A cactus with spine. So he was the first person who made a spineless cactus. How he did it? He spent 6 years talking with cactus. Cactus, you are my friend. He talked with trees. That was the first communication of human being with the plant kingdom. He talked with trees. He talked with the trees. And then there is a photo also you can see on internet. Spineless cactus. Luther Burbank is sitting and spineless cactus. I am for your protection. I love you. I love you. So he is known as Wizard of Horticulture, Luther Burbank. So this is the contact of human being with nature. So when you share, you become friends with nature. You become friends with animals. The bear become your friend. The tiger become your friend. That's why they were ahimsak. That's why they were non-violent. You see, in Indian sages, in their monasteries and their hermitage and in their huts and in their ashrams, there would be animals like tiger, and they were absolutely non-violent. Why? Because of those non-violent vibes. So you become one with existence. That's why the lady would feed animals. That creates a feeling of oneness. Then children, then her husband, and then she herself at the last. Not because she is inferior, not because she is demeaning herself or belittling herself, because there is a joy in sharing. So Baba says, have big heart, have magnanimous heart. Look at King child Janak. She had a big heart. And because of that big heart, she became instrument in sharing this knowledge the world across. Other dadis were kept in India. She is the one who was sent across the world, carrying the seeds of knowledge, and she threw across the world. And the world, we can say in one way, is her creation, and she became world mother next to Jagadamba in the real sense. The rest of the dadis stayed in India. With Danki Janki Dadi, she moved across the world. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. All of you worked very hard, and you did it with your heart. The speciality of London is that everything is done with a generous heart and without any worry. Congratulations for that. Whenever you do any program with a big heart, that is good. There shouldn't be any questions such as what will happen, how will it happen, etc. It has to happen. You have to do it. Success is your birthright. So this result was good. London has a big heart anyway. Child Janak has a number one big heart. She doesn't think of why or what. And it happens. All of you must have seen how it happened to so easily. Bab Dada here, that there was expense, but not that much. There were some savings. There was no shortfall. So whose wonder is this? The big heart. Whenever you hold a program, if you first of all have a big heart, there will then be success. So congratulations for the big heart and the big program. Avyakta Murli, 31st October 2006. Om Shanti.